Finally, a sports association commits to fairness. The infamous William Will Thomas, who now pretends to be a woman and goes by the name of Leah, has had a long-time goal of swimming in the Olympics, a goal thwarted by the fact that he is not fast enough. A little thing like insufficient speed, however, is no obstacle for a man who thinks he can become a woman by wishing really hard. Superstitions die hard, especially in a science-denying culture that worships the self and believes fentanyl use is empowerment. So Thomas soldiers on wearing woman face and a woman's Speedo covering his man parts, hoping to make Olympic trials in 2024. In an interview with Good Morning America, Thomas said, quote, "I knew there would be scrutiny against me if I competed as a woman, but I also knew I don't need anyone's permission to be myself," end quote. Well, Thomas's self is male, so taking estrogen and cross-dressing constitute a denial of himself. Thomas is not seeking permission to be himself. He's demanding to swim on a women's team when he's a man. Objecting to a man swimming on the women's team is not a denial of permission to be himself. It is a denial of his demand that everyone play along with his desire to masquerade as a woman. When asked about his change in rankings after he began swimming on the women's team, Thomas responded that swimming success didn't factor into his decision. All that he sought was to be his, quote, authentic self. And I quote him, "The biggest change for me is I'm happy. Trans people don't transition for athletics. We transition to be happy and authentic in our true selves," end quote. All that matters to Thomas are his feelings, not the feelings of female teammates or competitors who, too, have trained their whole lives only to see hopes and dreams destroyed because Thomas wishes he were a woman. It is widely reported that Thomas, a man with all his man parts, undressed in women's locker rooms. Many women feel strongly that as women, they should not and do not want to undress in the presence of male peers. For some of these women, those feelings derive from their faith. Thomas, therefore, denied them permission to be their authentic selves. He made them unhappy. Well, finally, the World Swimming Coaches Association, WSCA, has found some sanity and courage in a dusty corner of a chlorine-choked locker room and tossed another obstacle in the lane of Will Thomas. On May 13, 2022, the WSCA issued its position statement on transgender swimmers, that is, on swimmers who pretend to be the sex they are not and never can be. The statement, unfortunately infused with transcultic language, reads in part, quote, "The inclusion of transgender people into female sport cannot be balanced with fairness due to the retained differences in strength, stamina, and physique that are present when comparing the average female with the average transgender female / non-binary person who is assigned male at birth, whether with or without the involvement of testosterone suppression. This is the primary factor to be considered in an endeavor to balance fairness with inclusion," end quote. A transgender female is a male. Non-binary persons don't exist, and no one is assigned either a sex or a gender identity at birth. But at least the WSCA acknowledges that men and women are different, and those differences matter when it comes to sports. The WSCA offers a solution. Quote, "One solution is to create a trans division. The trans females, that is, men, or female impersonators, will race each other. The trans males, that is, females or male impersonators, will race each other. There is an argument that the trans males, those are women, have been completely lost in this debate because they are uncompetitive in our current structure. This would also allow those of indeterminate gender to be factored into such a solution," end quote. Evidently, the WSCA is not up to date on current newspeak. Gender refers to the aggregate of behaviors, conventions, roles, and expectations associated with the sex of male or female. As such, there is no such thing as a person having an indeterminate gender. Perhaps the WSCA was using gender in the old-fashioned way as a synonym for biological sex. If so, neither Will Thomas nor any other trans-identifying swimmer has an indeterminate gender. Smith has a definite gender in that sense, and it's male. Like other supporters of the sexual integration of sports, who grasp at any defense they can concoct, Thomas trots out the tired and patently silly claim that since there is physical diversity among women athletes, women's sports should include men. And I quote Thomas, "I'm not a medical expert, but there is a lot of variation among cis female athletes or cis women who are very tall and very muscular and have more testosterone than other cis women. Should that then disqualify them?" End quote. Well then, why should women's sports be limited to women? Why should only men who pretend to be women be allowed to participate in women's sports? If the fact that some women have more testosterone than other women justifies allowing men who pretend to be women to participate in women's sports, why not let men who don't pretend to be women participate in women's sports? Thomas can't say, well, they're not women, because he's not a woman either. And he can't say, well, they're not transgender, because that would constitute discrimination based on gender identity. Leftists claim that anti-discrimination policies and commitments to equality demand that men who pretend to be women be treated exactly like women. Such a claim is nonsense. If commitments to anti-discrimination were intended to prohibit all distinctions based on both sex and gender identity, then there should be no sex-segregated activities or spaces for anyone, anywhere. If sports cannot take into account sex or gender identity in any context, then there should be no single-sex sports at all. If swim teams allow Will Thomas to swim on the women's team, then they should allow Michael Phelps to as well. Allowing Thomas to swim on the women's team while prohibiting Phelps would constitute discrimination based on gender identity, and, as Thomas says, can't have that. With regard to equality, commitments to equality entail treating like things alike. Equality does not entail or require treating unlike things alike. Will Thomas is a thing unlike those things called women. The fundamental distinction in sports is not height, muscle mass, and hormone levels. The fundamental distinction is biological sex, which shapes average biological differences between men and women. Sure, the fastest female swimmer may be faster than the slowest male swimmer, but the fastest males will always be faster than the fastest women. We ignore transcultic beliefs and practices at our own peril. Left unopposed, they threaten our First Amendment speech rights and religious liberty. They threaten the right of parents to raise their children in accordance with truth. They threaten the privacy of all Americans in spaces in which men and women engage in personal acts, like going to the bathroom, undressing, and tending to menstrual needs, which only women do. They threaten women's sports, and they threaten the safety of girls and women.